Today is Friday, May the 22nd, 142nd day of the new year. I just realized, you're growing up, okay? You know, you can't get
people
confused
have said
on
I,
things,
I,
and
that's questionable. Yeah.
Either it's Dad's birthday tomorrow, or it's the kid that I grew up with is my best friend's birthday tomorrow. I'm going to have to do a little research on this one.
And quickly.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Dave Hull from the Humboldt Community Services District is alongside. We've got implementation of law.
That's right.
Soon. You know, if I could do a Clint Eastwood, that would have been a cool one to do, huh?
It would have been.
Yeah. It lost its opportunity.
Dirty Brian.
Yeah. I know, it was muddy. Our quote this morning comes from Lillian Hellman. Quote, cynicism is an unpleasant way of saying the truth.
Oh, sure it is.
Yeah. So in your next public speaking opportunity, sir.
I'll do that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Dave, when last we got together, we were talking a little bit about the governor's edict, and it was still kind of loosey-goosey, and things weren't settled. And I think, was it on air or was it an off-air conversation we had where because the water retention at Ruth Lake was so good that the local area got hit with a four-year plan instead of a three-year plan?
Correct.
Doing such a great job, we're going to give you another challenge.
Yeah, another challenge. Yeah. Right.
Has anything else evolved in the last little bit regarding the water use drought state hoo-ha?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things with that. So we're talking about the water reduction prohibitions and the 25% reduction that the governor and the State Water Resources Control Board has laid on everybody in the state for the next 270 days. It's good timing with this program because it actually the state starts really caring about this 270-day period starting June 1st. So
would have been better timing next week, though.
Well, yeah, okay.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, but we got a long weekend. So,
okay. Yeah, yeah, so, nobody will be back until Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right,
okay.
Right. Yeah. So, no, this gives people a way to prepare because actually we are, the agencies around the Bay here have these different tiers of reduction goals that we have to meet that have been dictated by the state.
Each district is unique?
Yes, and it's based on a July through September 2014 average water use, and that puts us into an average per capita water use. That puts us into a different tier. So that's where you get, Arcata, I believe, is required to do an 8% reduction. We're actually at 24%, and the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's actually at 28%. So we just in our little area here run the whole gamut of tiered reduction rates.
28%?
So starting
24%?
Yeah. So starting June 1st, the way this is set up, we're supposed to be compliant with that 24% by the end of June.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop with Dave Hull. Dave, the concept of the water conservation, it's intriguing to me that you've got a number. 24% seems huge, unless you're looking at 28%.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's not quite so bad. But how do you put in to effect that kind of... it's just unfathomable for me. To stop doing anything, one quarter of the time.
Right. Well, and you know, part of the debate, of course, is the state came up with these prohibitions that, that we've had to adopt, which are water conservation measures. And so if you don't water your lawn as often and this kind of thing, you know, you're going to be saving water down the road. But at the same time, you know, that's got a cost to the district and our cost to all of us that provide water. You know, we're in the business of selling water. And so when we're not selling water, we got to cut back. Then where's that revenue come from? So I think all of us around the Bay here, all of us that get water from Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, we've compared notes and we're all kind of in the same thing. Where it's the rules are still fuzzy enough on the real enforcement from the state side. They're still fuzzy enough on are we going to be able to actually get a reduction in our tier because of the storage we have at Ruth? And I'll come back to that in a minute.
Oh, so that isn't factored into these levels?
No, it's not. And so it's fuzzy enough that we're basically, we've taken into account the reductions that we had last year. And generally speaking, I think across the board, we're keeping basically the same revenue water sales that we had last year in our budgets. And then if there's some big change, if something really, you know, people really conserve a lot, and we got a big financial hit, then we'll revisit it at mid-year and do some more budget adjustments there.
So how can you say, save, not really?
Yeah, I know. It's easy because the state said you're going to do this. So
right now they are monitoring each entity?
Yes.
So your big meter is what they're looking at.
Yeah, essentially. Every month we have all of us in the state have a form we got to fill out to the Department of Water Resources that says, hey, this is how much water we've used, this is how much water we've produced, this is how much, you know, customers we have, blah, blah, you know, a bunch of data that they collect. And yes.
Okay.
You have that look on your face.
Yeah. You said a word, you said produce.
Yeah.
Okay, are they looking at the water as a percentage reduction?
Yes.
Or as gallons less used?
Well, it's gallons less used, but you got to have what you
baseline reference.
Yeah, baseline reference, right? So
if you were pulling out of the out of the river,
yes,
and you increase the amount you pulled out of the river 25%. Consumption level stayed the same.
That's right, but
would you hit the number? Is that what?
No, you wouldn't.
The water
district can't do that. It's residential per capita reduction. So,
oh,
I know. Nice try, though.
Yeah. Well,
and trust me, a lot of the giant water agencies in the state, you know,
already went down that trail.
teams of lawyers that have tried to figure out, you know, how to make it work. But that's one of the other things that's kind of patently unequitable about this whole approach. Of just across the board, and then by your use, it's a tier thing. Because there are places in Southern California, of course, that, you know, they're at 300 to 400 gallons a person a day use. And my district, last month, we were at 77 gallons a person a day. And yet we're supposed to reduce 24% of something that people have already don't use very much anyway. You know, our climate has a lot to do with that. Of course, the climate in Southern California has a lot to do with that, too. But rather than doing some bioregions in the state and putting the percentages there that make sense, they did this one size fits all, and so we're kind of on this.
Okay, here's another weird question for you. What is the amount of water that an American, a Californian, whatever you want, base level need?
The standard, if you will, sort of just the, you know, everybody country, we just use this standard kind of figure. We used to use 100 gallons a day per person.
So we're already a quarter below that, and now they want to reduce to 40% of what the average?
Yes. Yep. So where we see our big...
Are we sure he's still not using?
No.
Okay.
where we're looking... generally around our area here is really the outdoor irrigation is really the place to make the...
Do we do that much of it?
Yeah, well, actually we do. And because we have the water and because we have lots of plants that use lots of water, lots of lawns and things because we can and we have in the past and whatever. So those are the areas that we think we can achieve the best reductions is just slowing back up a little bit on the outdoor irrigation.
Dead is good?
Yeah, no, dead's not good.
I mean, for the lawns?
No. No, but you know, it's interesting though, with a lot of the lawns around here, they kind of go through a normal dormant-y kind of period anyway. So even if you water the heck out of them, they're still going to be kind of yellowy through a lot of the summer. So,
oh boy. There's no concern about the time of the day, time of the week when the water is used.
There is, and there's that's an interesting point. That's got a bunch of different facets. We have so people use water.
Not many, man.
People
We've got
use
15 seconds of
okay.
Facets.
I'll go. Yeah, okay. There's an energy component to it. There's a time of day where electricity costs us more. So if the people use more, we have to fill the tanks at a certain time, so we save some money for the ratepayers.
We'll get into the gruesome details when we come back.
Right,
it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:36. Decoration weekend.
It is. Let me be the first to, say happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. This morning we had the program on, I guess it said 71 is when it formally changed from decoration to memorial.
Oh.
You know, decorate the grave sites up.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than as you're eating a hot dog or throwing one back.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different level
of awareness.
Commitment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So before the break, Dave, as we were talking about the implementation here, Dave Hall's alongside, by the way, from the services district. With these regulations that are in place, I was thinking energy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've had that beaten into our head now for ever.
Right.
That, you know, it's not the energy, it's when you use the energy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Fine. So is it the water, or does it depend on when we use the water?
Well, it's both. The energy timing, you know, this is something that we practice now and have anyway, because it's better for the ratepayers and for the grid and everything else. If we use our electricity to fill our tanks and stuff largely off peak hours. So, we're doing a lot of filling the tanks and things at night rather than, I mean, we have lots of pumps and, you know, they eat up a lot of electricity. And so if we can save some money and some energy by using them at night and off peak hours, then that's what we do. So there's a component to that. There's also, if you have a landscape thing, kind of the standard thing, if you have a big lawn, especially in a warm climate, here maybe not so much, but in a warm climate, if you water in the evening, it's got a chance to settle in and soak in and not just as soon as it hits the ground, it evaporates, right? So the traditional better water management down in warmer areas is to water in the evening or really early in the morning so that it's got a chance to actually get in the ground and not just go back into the air. So one of those, probably both of those things, let me just touch on this. Most of the water reduction prohibitions that all of us around the Bay Area here that sell water have gained are the ones that the state has said. So there are things like that we've talked about a bunch of times. You know, you got to have a hose nozzle on if you're watering out there. Don't water the street or the sidewalk or things like that. Don't wash off the sidewalk. All those kind of common sensey things, really. The place that we differ in our agencies is really sort of, and they're really site specific, is on the days that we allow watering. The state rules for this period actually had something in there that we have to reduce the days of watering, outdoor watering for ornamental landscapes. And that was if you didn't have a special set group of day reductions, then you defaulted to 2 days a week, no more than 2 days a week. And so that's what Humboldt Community Services District did and the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District. We're limiting our customers to doing outdoor irrigation 2 days a week.
No,
the
other ones,
the
direct
ones are
customer.
Different. Yeah, yes. So that's like you
giving,
and me and whatever. Right.
Right. Not the city.
Yeah. So if you have a timed sprinkler system, you got to set it so it only does 2 days instead of every day, that kind of thing. So it should be pretty simple. We expect to see some pretty good reductions there. But McKinleyville is allowing water to in that area outdoor landscape on Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And that's partly a way to, so they got 4 days a week, but it's partly a way of also they can tell. They can, their water meter readers or you know, their staff can drive around and see if things are on. They know what day it is. So it's they're looking at it being easier to enforce. Eureka is the same.
Now, you're saying that your staff doesn't know what day it is?
No, they do. But they know, they can remember if you did it yesterday, right? So anyway.
You know, it's fun when he steps in it all by it himself, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Eureka is also 4 days, and Arcata is 4 days a week, but they, and this gets back to your original question, they are limiting him 4 days a week, but from 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. So it's basically evening, nighttime, early morning kind of stuff like we were talking about. So
if it's Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, which day do you use as your reference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You'd have to call your water supplier in Arcata.
Okay.
So we've some of the messaging that we're coming out with is just that. Here's some standard things that to conserve water. These are all the regular prohibitions that we all do, and it sort of ends with but you know, check with your local water supplier for any particular specific restrictions in your area. So that's still a really good way to go.
I would think that if you just use the mantra after six, most of us aren't going to go to sleep with the water running because you hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have three-hour max.
Yep.
Which I would think would be underneath what is routinely done if the sprinklers are running or if you put the sprinkler out. Sunday afternoon is probably going to run longer,
right?
If you're not okay.
So let me make this point because it's probably something I ought to do at the end, but I might forget. And so let me do it right now. That this is, you know, the people around here in our area have done a really good job of conserving water. Last year when we went through this drill, that was there was some prohibitions that the state laid on us that we passed along. But largely it was a voluntary sort of a thing. So I just want to impress everybody that's listening that this is, it's still a good idea to conserve water. We have new rules, but now it's the law. So now it comes with, if our water districts don't meet these reduction tiers, you know, we can be subject to $10,000 fines for that. And where's that going to go? I mean, we're all public agencies, right? So it's going to go back to the ratepayers. So ratepayers need to help. And just, you know, we just need to take it a little bit more serious this year and do it. But people did a great job last year, and so we're looking for these couple extra things we've added to really meet our goal.
KINS News and Information Times 842. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time is 8:45. We're back talking shop with Dave Hull. Dave, the water restrictions, is it a yes, no? You got 24%. And
right.
Let's say nothing else. There's no additional edicts, no changes. If you hit 23%, you get hit with the fine?
The way the state has explained it is what they would like to do, and we'll see how it actually works in play, but what they've said is they're... the way they're looking at this is they want to reduce the consumption throughout the state. And so they're going to use the fines, and they have the fines in the law as you know, sort of the final hammer. But their approach, they say, is to actually, if we do less than what we're supposed to do, they're going to try everything they can to work with the water supplier to meet those goals. So it's sort of been portrayed as the fine is the very last step in the process.
Just before really, throwing the big lever and shutting down the whole district.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they could do that, but before
but
the lawsuits start flying and whatever. Yeah, exactly. So, and honestly, that's the same approach that not speaking for the other water groups around here, but for HCSD. You know, it's a $500 fine if that's in our code right now. If you violate this some of these prohibitions, if you're watering your sidewalk and whatever, that could be a $500 fine. The way we're approaching is the same thing. We're here to help the customer actually comply with the rule. We're not there to be the real hammer person on this thing. We want them to be able to comply. So there's going to be a series of warnings. There's going to be some help, some education, whatever. If somebody's a flagrant violator and they're just, you know, tough luck, I'm not doing it kind of a thing, well, the fine is sort of the last step in our thing too. I really don't think with the way our citizenry is around here, we're going to ever get into that level. No, I think it's more of an education level.
It is intriguing, though, when you say 100 gallons per person is the norm. And
yeah.
And our goal is in the 50s somewhere.
Yeah.
Half the water consumption right. of the average American.
It's not equitable. And it's something that, you know, we're up here on a couple of reasons. You know, we're actually, it's pretty easy to see in a general sense that we're being penalized for doing a good job of managing our water. We have all this water that's in storage that we've done a good job. You know, obviously it's there largely because the pulp mills are gone, but more so because we do a good job of managing the water in our districts.
So what about the illegal pulls that the marijuana growers are doing? Is that, I know it's not counted because it's pre-meter.
Right, right.
But certainly that is part of the impact, and if that wasn't in place, we probably would have so much more water. How is that factored in, or is that just kind of one of those, is that the elephant nobody's talking about and we just don't worry about it?
Yeah, well, it seems to be the elephant nobody's talking about, but let me back up to a basic premise. Our and we're still working on this with the state, trying to get our tier reduced. That 24% I was saying, that could actually go for all of us around the Bay here down to 4% if the state looks and says, gosh, you do have 4 years worth of storage.
Swimming pools for all.
No.
Okay.
but Ruth is really the source of the storage that we have. Now there are a bunch of illegal draws out of the Mad River below Ruth, and that's really problematic for water supply, for habitat, for a bunch of different things that the state doesn't seem to be addressing.
So the state isn't getting into it just like the feds.
They say they don't have the resources and whatever, and yet, you know, they're going to fine us $10,000 a day for not making a tier.
Sounds like it could be an issue of priorities.
Yeah.
Don't forget Memorial Day, everybody, and why we have it. Thanks for coming by, Dave.
Thank you.
And a safe weekend, too.
You too.
Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hugs and we love. See you tomorrow morning.